knock on our door.
Knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my good friend Nick Sewell, singer and bassist in the wonderful rock band Biblical. They've just released their new album, The City That Always Sleeps. It's awesome. It made my top 10 of last year, 2017. Nick, how you doing this week on the Regal Beagle Podcast?
Oh, man. Come and sleep on my floor. Wait, that's not how the song is, right? come on, we're in a rock band. That's the current version. Absolutely. I'm doing great. And I can't wait to get into this episode because there is some seriously racy material. Which for 1978.
Yes.
Let's dive right in. I can't wait.
Okay. Well, season 3, episode 2, Good Old Reliable Janet. It aired September 19th, 1978, directed by Dave Powers, written by Roger Shulman and John Baskin. After being teased by Jack for being too uptight and reliable, Janet joins a nudist demonstration at the beach and ropes Mrs. Roper into joining her. Obviously, you loved this episode, so did I.
Yeah, as we were discussing last week, it was a bit of an uneven start to season 3 with episode 1.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're firing on all cylinders for this one.
They should have started the season with this episode, man.
Yeah, like Linda? Linda who? Anyway.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's basically there's a nudist demonstration at the beach, so it's involving naked people right off the top of the episode.
Let's just contextualize this. We have a nudist beach in Santa Monica. You know, that's a bit of a tall order, you know.
And
it's a bit of a, no wonder they get arrested.
Yeah, and there's like people running around on set in like skimpy outfits on this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Although truthfully not much skimpier than usual given the subject matter.
Right.
Like the episode starts like Janet's already in a pretty skimpy outfit before the new beach even gets introduced.
For 78, also, if I remember correctly, in the late 70s, one of the fads was streaking. Like, I don't know what it was about the times, but people loved to take their clothes off.
Yeah. It must be like the me generation.
Yeah.
You know?
Another thing is we don't find out yet, but this is a hint as to Larry's background, his character's background, which is, you know, his real name is Dalliopoulos, so he's Greek. He takes Jack and Chrissy to a Greek restaurant, and there again is a skimpy outfitted lady who's a belly dancer.
Yes, but we have to, like, I wasn't aware that belly dancing was a Greek tradition.
I know, right?
Like, yeah, you know, it's kind of like, you know. So maybe they're, it's a very open ended ancient world type restaurant where they're mixing, the Ottoman Empire with Greek cuisine for like an experiential. I don't know if you took a look at the other people who are in the background, you know, who are also there for lunch. There's a couple of guys wearing suits. Like, you're like, what's going on here? You know?
Well, I did do a little research on if belly dancing is in Greek culture. I'm not Greek myself. Yeah. And it is a thing, apparently.
Oh, is it?
Okay, yeah. Well, then, I didn't know myself.
I wasn't aware that
That thought ran through my head too.
I grew up near the Danforth large Greek restaurants, and I've never been to one that has that.
I mean, I could be totally wrong, and I could have just like, because I did a search on Greek belly dancing, and I did come up with something. So I don't know. Both of us are not Greek, so
no,
we're I don't know. We just watched Three's Company. Anyway. Yeah.
No, we just watched Three's Company, and I also loved that they all had very tall glasses of red wine. You know, it's like, it's like a Saturday at like 11, and they're just like,
oh, I love it.
Like Chrissy and Jack were expecting a meal, but they're like, like, fuck it, we're ordering like giant like 8 ounce glasses of red wine. Yeah. Like, no problem, they're right in there. And yeah, then it looks like there's only one food item on the table,
right?
That was, I think, was it Jack? No, I think it was Larry puts his elbow into.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Well, and sort of in that whole like brouhaha with like the kerchief, you know,
yeah,
and
yeah,
like wrapping it around. And and back to our topic of John Ritter as a physical comedian, his dancing when he gets up to dance,
yeah,
is pretty like textbook amazing Jack Tripper.
Absolutely,
you know.
Yeah,
moves.
Yeah,
yeah.
I liked Mr. Roper's moves as well. I mean, I thought he was.
Yeah, I wouldn't
funny.
Call them. I wouldn't call them moves. But, you know, I liked what he was doing. I don't know if I'd call them moves. I've never seen someone dance with their eyes, but
yeah, yeah, exactly, Roper. Exactly.
He's eye dancing.
There's something that's very interesting in this episode about the information about the show itself. When that woman shows up to the Roper's apartment and uses the phone to get her boyfriend or husband to pick her up, she gives the address or the intersection of streets where the building is located, Ocean and Demora, and that is not an intersection that exists. So it's an interesting little tidbit as to where the location of the building is.
Ocean and Demora, yeah.
Yeah, it's just an interesting
tidbit. You looked it up, you got no hits.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got more hits looking up Greek belly dancing.
Yeah, okay. You know, well, you know, I think we just have to pencil that in as like, you know, the Three's Company address equivalent of like the call me at 555. So, you know, like
exactly
Ocean and Demora. That's the 555 of addresses.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everybody lives there. Barney Miller, everyone. WKRP.
Tony Soprano.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then the two guest actors, the nudist Ellen Sherman. This was her second last acting gig. She didn't act after this one. She did one more gig and that was it. And then the belly dancer. This is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Nadia Kalu. This was her last acting gig, but she wrote
Is she Greek?
Kalu? No. Kailu? I don't know. That doesn't sound Greek to me.
No, it wasn't.
No.
So they didn't. Another. They just weren't going for authenticity, right?
No, she just took some night school courses, I think, in belly dancing.
And belly dancing, yeah.
But she did write a screenplay, and it was called The Skeleton Coast, and it ended up being made, and it starred Ernest Borgnine and Robert Vaughn. She wrote.
Whoa, when was that?
Oh, my God. Anyone can look it up, but Skeleton Coast. She wrote the screenplay.
What year was that film made?
Let me look it up here. I'm not sure. But that was something that kind of blew me away when I saw that. Here, I'll get you the year in a second. 1988.
Wow, that's later than I thought it would be.
Yeah. So it was
10
years.
What's the rating on IMDb?
6.4.
Not bad considering, you know?
Yeah. 1988.
Good name.
10 years after she made her appearance on Three's Company, she wrote the screenplay for an Ernest Borgnine Robert Vaughn movie.
Vehicle. Let's call it a vehicle.
Exactly. Which I thought was pretty cool. I mean, here's this belly dancer bit part woman, and she's...
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. That's probably one of the coolest parts. This episode ruled. I love this episode.
Yeah, there's a lot to like about this.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the whole callback about the phone. You know, like, I was like, you know, after all the thing, like, Janet couldn't go for brunch with them because she had to stay home to wait for the phone repair guy.
Right.
You know, and she throws it all out the window.
Yeah.
She could have belly danced too. She could have been there for all that.
Exactly. Well, there you go.
A tall glass of red wine.
That is good old reliable Janet. I think it's a thumbs up from both you and I.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was good.
And I guess we'll see you next week, Nick, for some more Regal Beagling.
Yeah, let's beagle on.